Today is Friday, December 18th. We have an update about the second COVID-19 vaccine expected to go out to the public very soon, what an FDA advisory panel now says about it, and what could happen today. Also, new info on the government cyber attack, and Google faces yet another lawsuit. Plus, why you will not see Russia's flag at the next two Olympics, and two highly anticipated releases in the entertainment world today. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. An FDA panel of experts has now endorsed a second COVID-19 vaccine. This time, the advisory committee voted unanimously to recommend the vaccine from the drug maker Moderna for most American adults over 18 years old. The Wall Street Journal says we can expect the FDA to fully authorize it by the end of the day. And that way, Moderna can start shipping the shots out as soon as this weekend. This is especially exciting because even though the Pfizer vaccine was authorized first, the Moderna one can be shipped and stored more easily. It just needs regular freezer temperatures, while the Pfizer one requires special freezers and dry ice that not all hospitals and clinics have on hand. Other than that, the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are pretty similar. The FDA found they're both more than 94% effective in preventing COVID-19 symptoms. They both need to be given in two doses about a month apart. And high-risk healthcare workers and seniors in long-term care facilities are first in line to receive either shot. Assuming this second option does get the full FDA authorization, the drug maker says it's ready to get 20 million shots out by the end of this month and 30 million more doses out next month. Of course, we're going to need hundreds of millions of doses to get vaccines to everyone who wants them. The federal government says between the two companies, they should have enough by summer of 2021. And even more could be coming. Remember, AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson also have vaccine candidates in final stage trials right now. And one last quick note, the Trump administration is also rolling out a public education campaign to encourage Americans to get the vaccines. As part of that, Vice President Mike Pence, his wife Karen Pence, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will get their vaccines at the White House this morning. Pence said he did not want to cut the line, but also wanted to reassure Americans that it's safe to take. President-elect Joe Biden says he'll likely get the vaccine next week and will likely broadcast it live. Even though vaccine news has been overwhelmingly positive this week, healthcare workers have been calling it bittersweet, and that's because the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are still going up. More than 3,000 Americans have died from the virus every day for the last few days. That's three times the daily death toll we were seeing just a couple of months ago, and the number of new cases is six times what it was then. As for hospitalizations, the U.S. just hit a record for the 12th day in a row. In fact, the Los Angeles Times says throughout Southern California, all intensive care units are full. That means some patients who would normally be in the ICU are getting moved to other parts of the hospital. And doctors and nurses who don't usually work with critically sick patients are getting new training so they can help out. A lot of health experts are pointing to Thanksgiving as the reason we're seeing such a huge spike now. Because remember, hospitalization numbers typically reflect behavior from about 3 weeks earlier. But pandemic fatigue and colder weather forcing people indoors could also have something to do with this. Plus, cases are also going up in other parts of the world. French President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. A spokesperson said he has a fever and a cough, but has been able to stay home for now and isolate there. President-elect Joe Biden made another historic pick for his cabinet. He chose Congresswoman Deb Haaland to lead the Department of the Interior. She'll still need to survive a Senate confirmation hearing, but if the Senate does sign off, she'll be the country's first Native American cabinet secretary. It's not totally surprising considering the job she would be doing. The Interior Agency is responsible for maintaining the nation's public lands and also honoring treaties with indigenous people. The Biden transition team says Haaland was chosen because she spent her career, quote, fighting for families, including in tribal nations, rural communities, and communities of color. And in a tweet, the congresswoman wrote that she is honored and ready to serve. But not everyone is happy about her nomination. The Republican Party of New Mexico put out a statement calling Haaland extreme. In the past, she has called for an all-out ban on fracking because it can lead to pollution and threaten wildlife. So some people in the oil and gas industry are worried about her influence and have said fracking is important to lower oil prices and make Americans less dependent on foreign oil sources. Either way, Haaland is just one of six nominees and appointees that President-elect Biden announced yesterday. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Magic Spoon. I really did not think I would eat much cereal ever again. I sort of gave in to thinking it was either too sugary or too many carbs for a good breakfast or snack. Now that is until I found Magic Spoon, the guilt-free adult cereal. It is high protein, low carb, and still has that great sweet and delicious taste. So many of you have asked, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus their new flavors, including peanut butter and cinnamon. And the peanut butter is so far my favorite. Magic Spoon is keto-friendly, gluten-free, GMO-free, soy-free, and grain-free. It also has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. So get yours at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and be sure to use our code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now back to the news. It's official. Russia is banned from using its flag and anthem at the next 2 Olympics. This all stems from a doping scandal. Last year, the World Anti-Doping Agency learned that Russia had been tampering with drug testing data. Russia was initially threatened with a 4-year ban, meaning they would have no formal presence at international competitions for 4 years. But the Court of Arbitration for Sport said yesterday that the ban will be 2 years instead. And this doesn't just affect the Olympics, but other global competitions too, like the FIFA World Cup, the Youth Olympic Games, and other world championships. Now, to be clear, even though Russia is banned, Russian athletes are still allowed. Some of them can still compete as long as they're not suspected of doping. The AP says they'll just be competing as a neutral athlete or neutral team, meaning they're not representing any country. Well, it's now being called a grave risk for the government and beyond. We're talking about that massive cyber attack that hit several federal agencies, and it turns out it ended up being even more widespread than originally thought. Microsoft says it identified 40 companies, government agencies, and think tanks that had data stolen. The company says most of the focus was on IT companies, especially in the security industry. But as far as the government goes, Politico now reports hackers got access to systems at the National Nuclear Security Administration. That's the agency in charge of the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile. One Energy Department spokesperson said this does not look like national security is at risk, but the New York Times says there are concerns hackers could end up corrupting or destroying data, or they could shut down some American systems altogether. But so far, no evidence of that actually happening. And the main motive is still not completely clear. Intelligence agencies told Congress this week they think Russian hackers are responsible. Investigators say it will likely take weeks, if not months, for them to know exactly what hackers might have accessed or stolen. Stay tuned. Google has been hit with yet another antitrust lawsuit, the third one in just 2 months. The attorneys general in 35 states filed this latest one. It's led by Colorado and Nebraska, as well as Washington, D.C., and the territories of Guam and Puerto Rico. The lawsuit accuses the search engine of illegally arranging search results to push out smaller rivals. For example, the suit says it downplayed sites like Yelp that provides reviews for local businesses or TripAdvisor that offers hotel reviews, and instead hoped users would go right to Google for all of their needs. The lawsuit also says Google struck exclusive deals with phone makers like Apple to prioritize Google search over rivals like Bing. In all, the lawsuit says Google's tactics have locked in its market dominance, and it argues this has made it nearly impossible for competitors to thrive. The AP reports this new lawsuit will likely be bundled with a similar one filed back in October. And remember, Google was just hit with a different one earlier this week filed by 10 states. One Google executive responded by saying he understands that big companies should be scrutinized and he's prepared to answer questions, but he also slammed this lawsuit, saying it looks to, quote, redesign search in ways that could deprive Americans of helpful information. Google plans to fight all the lawsuits in court, and that's expected to take years. There's a couple new releases coming today from the entertainment world. First up, the new movie Ma Rainey's Black Bottom hits Netflix today. A lot of people have been looking forward to this one because it was the actor Chadwick Boseman's last role before he died of cancer in August. The movie is based on an acclaimed play about blues music and race in 1920s Chicago. Boseman stars alongside actress Viola Davis. It was actually released in select theaters a couple weeks ago, but now it's coming to Netflix. Already, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is getting good reviews and it's considered an awards contender. Also out today, Beatles legend Paul McCartney released the final album in a trilogy 50 years in the making. McCartney 3 came out this morning. This comes 40 years after McCartney 2 came out in 1980 and 50 years after his debut solo album, McCartney, in 1970. In this new one, the former Beatle plays all the instruments in all 11 tracks. McCartney said he didn't plan to release an album this year, but since he was stuck at home during the pandemic, it allowed him the time. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, ButcherBox. I love ButcherBox because buying humanely raised, high-quality meat is important to me. Quality is important with all the food I choose to eat, but especially meat, because it's better for you, it's better for the animal, and better for the environment. And ButcherBox offers this wonderful and often rare combination of convenience and quality in one. So every month, I get my ButcherBox with a curated selection of meat sent right to my home. I don't have to think twice about it. I know all the meat is free of antibiotics and added hormones. I know it's packed fresh and shipped frozen and vacuum sealed so it stays fresh. And I can customize my box or choose one of theirs so I'm only getting exactly what I want. Plus, there's free shipping nationwide except Alaska and Hawaii. And yes, you can pause or stop your subscription anytime. And right now, new members can get nitrate-free bacon for life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. butcherbox.com/newsworthy. And now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about a 7-year-old who raised more than $23,000 for her local children's hospital. Her name is Haley Orlinski, and she raised all the money by selling thousands of handmade friendship bracelets. She got the idea to do this at the start of the pandemic. She saw that doctors and nurses were running low on masks, and she wanted to try to help. So she began creating colorful friendship bracelets and selling them for a few dollars each. Well, her mom posted a video on Facebook to get the word out, and it just took off from there. Even Chicago's mayor bought some of them and shared what Haley was doing. At first, the goal was to raise $200, but as of last night, she had hit more than $23,000. All the money is going to a children's hospital in Chicago. That hospital was chosen because Haley was once a patient there herself in the neonatal ICU. The money she raised will be used to buy protective equipment like masks and goggles for healthcare workers. We've linked to more information in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. And if you love our Feel Good Friday segments, be sure to tune in to tomorrow's special edition Saturday episode. We are talking about some of the good news from throughout 2020. All right, thank you for listening today and every day. We'll be back with that special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.